across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Talk Talk and Talk Talk, because we'll be talking, as it were, with my guest today, Anne Hawkins. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year.
Oh, yes, and you too.
Now, you're here to talk about Petra Kucha Night, which is happening in Cambridge on the 16th of January. What is Petra? Let's look at that word, first of all. What is Petra Kucha?
It's Japanese, and it means chit-chat.
Chit-chat.
Yeah.
And you use it to describe these evenings, because they are quite informal in that way, aren't they?
That's right, yes. And also because it was actually started in Japan. It was started by a firm of architects who wanted to give a platform to young creatives to show their work. And they discovered very quickly that when you do that, people take a long time to tell you what they're passionate about. And so they came up with this amazing format, which means that you can only have 20 slides to show your work, and you have to speak to exactly 20 seconds per slide. Because they advance automatically.
I was going to say, they move on, don't they? So you can't pause it, you can't. So that means each talk is how long?
6 minutes and 40 seconds, precisely.
And it's quite pacey and it covers quite a lot in that time.
Yes, it can do. It depends how skilled the presenter is in filling the time. Some people don't practice very much, and therefore they're standing looking at a slide, willing it to move on to the next one.
20 seconds seems a long time.
It can do, yes.
So on a Petra Kucha Night in Cambridge, if people came along, what would they see?
Well, we never know. I mean, we do as because we're organising it, so we know which presentations are coming up. But no one in the audience knows what to expect. So it could be anything from something really poignant and profound. We had one lady talk about how she suffers from Parkinson's disease, and she learned to tango. Because the tango is an improvised dance.
I know this lady you're talking about. Yeah. This would be Kate.
Yes, and that was such a profound presentation. It really moved everybody. It was wonderful. And then we can have other things that are completely mad. You know, someone talked about their life in 20 hairstyles or their 20 favourite beers. So it can be almost anything. We tend to avoid things like politics and religion because we don't want divisiveness. We want it to be inspiring and to bring the community together. So, you know, people come along not really knowing what to expect, and they chat to each other, they have a glass of wine or a beer. It's a very social occasion.
Yeah, so this spans out the length of an evening. How many talks would you have in an evening then?
As many as 8. That's enough, and we have a beer break in the middle, and you know, encourage people to network and chat and get to know each other, because it is primarily a social event.
And because they're quite pacey, if you're not particularly interested in one subject, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because you've got 6 minutes, and then there'll be another one.
Exactly. Yes, I remember one I went to before I started running it, that was about street signs, and I thought it was going to be really boring, but this chap had gone through the history of street signs, you know, from the old milestones that were hand cut with chisels right the way through to modern motorway signs and how they had become generic and the typefaces and all that. And I found myself sitting there thinking, wow, this is really interesting.
Yeah, there is something about that format. I mean, I've only been along to one, and there was somebody giving a talk on illuminated manuscripts. And I thought, well, I don't really have an interest in this. But because it's quite pacey and because it's illustrated, it was fascinating.
Yes, yes. I mean, we have sculptors and artists and lots of creative people because, you know, that format appeals to them. But honestly, it can be anything.
And it used to be at the Espresso Library, which is where the event that I went to was. But we're saying off air, it's outgrown that. It's so popular.
Yes, it was. It got to the point where people could barely get through the door. And you know, if you were a latecomer and you were sitting at the back, it was hard to hear and all that kind of stuff. So we've discovered this amazing new wine bar. Well, it's not a new wine bar, but it's newly opened to the public at CUC, which is just opposite Scudamore's on the river there. Near the hotel, and that's now open to the public, and it's a lovely space. So, you know, we're very pleased that they're giving us that space for free, and we can hold the events there and get a lot more people in.
So how many people do you get to these events?
Well, we've only just started running them there. We've only had 2 so far. But, you know, it could probably take up to 60, 70, perhaps more than that.
And that's a lot of people. And as you say, part of the evening is also about networking, so just turning up and seeing who you're sitting next to.
Yes, yeah. I mean, so the Pechacucha nights happen in 1,100 cities all over the world. And some of them are huge. You know, you can imagine ones in New York and Tokyo itself, where it started. They are vast, and they have them in huge auditoriums, and people sit, you know, sort of theatre style. And they've grown into that sort of thing. But in Cambridge, because it is a small city, it tends to be much more of a social event.
And I imagine sometimes people hear about things that they didn't know about before, and it might send them on a different path in their life, or they connect with others.
You know, because it's a global thing, and all the presentations are loaded up onto the global Pechacucha website, so anyone in the world could see the presentation that someone does here next week. We had a fantastic example of that. We had a presentation in October with a chap who wants to create a sustainable tourist guide to Japan, ready for 2020 when the Olympic Games will be there, because, as you know, tourism is such a major problem now. It causes huge pollution and all kinds of problems. So he gave his presentation in Cambridge, and we put his presentation up on the global website. And I happened to say, you know, have a look at what's happening in Japan. And the next month he presented in Japan. He was invited over there.
Wow.
And so he's made loads of international contacts that are going to help him to do this.
That's fantastic.
This is a chap called Chris Lachlan, who's Cambridge-based, and he's just doing amazing things. So we're all waiting to see what happens with that.
That is fantastic. So the next one is 16th of January at the CUC Wine Bar. Starts at 7:30. Can you give us any clues as to who might be presenting?
We've got an artist who produces the most astonishing work, and she has done a series of paintings about... It sounds a bit dramatic, about migraines and how they affect her vision and what she sees. So I don't know the details. I haven't seen the presentation yet, but I think that's going to be quite fascinating, because her artwork is stunning. And then a few other people, you know, talking about all kinds of different things. So as you said earlier, you never really know what's going to happen.
So if somebody's listening and they want to come along, they just turn up on the night?
Yes, there's no charge or anything like that, to buy a glass of wine or a glass of beer and just enjoy.
And if somebody's listening and they think, actually, I wouldn't mind doing one of these presentations, you've got a Facebook page, a Twitter, you're on Twitter, and your email is Anne without an E, Anne@annehawkins.com, and anybody can contact you.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. We'd love to hear from people, because the more variety we get, the better. And it really is all about people sharing their passion.
All they need to be able to do is to talk for 6 minutes and supply, 20 slides?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, lovely. Good luck with it. I know it's been going for some years. It just seems to be going from strength to strength, which is brilliant.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Everyone.
It's been lovely to talk to you. So that's the 16th of January, 7:30 p.m, CUC Wine Bar on Grantor Place. As I say, if you want to find out more, then go to the Facebook page or to Twitter. Thanks, Anne.
That's a pleasure.